This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So James Comer is beginning to blow holes into James Biden's reason for allegedly cutting President Joe Biden a $200,000 check back in 2018. That, according to Breitbart, this is not going away anytime soon, is it, my friends? $200,000 check to repay a, quote, loan. It's going to get curiouser and curiouser, one might think. And we're going to tell you more about that here as we head into the hour number two of the broadcast this morning. Folks, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you here in the overnight hours all across America. And if you'd like to go to my home website, it's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message this morning, if you'd like to opine in that regard. And many of you know, of course, that we have our brand new call-in telephone line, not the 877-86, not the 867, pardon me, I'll get it right, 877-969-8600 line any longer. But we do have a brand new line. But here's the thing. It looks like our provider's having a little bit of an outage this morning, but as we do in the radio business, we have a backup because we do want to hear from you. And our backup line this morning, our temporary line, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. We do apologize for the change up here at the very last minute, but it couldn't be helped. But, again, we have the backup there, so we feel good about that. And we're glad to be with you. So whatever you're doing this morning, wherever you are across America, we're glad that you're with us. We're broadcasting, of course, live to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer. We're also up there with GCN up on the satellite this morning, going out to all of our great radio affiliates across the country. And by the way, 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, is just joining us right now. So I wonder what's happening right now in the Las Vegas Strip. I kind of have an idea. If I was walking down the Strip about 8 minutes, 9 minutes after midnight, I'd be looking up there at the Eiffel Tower. I'd be looking at those wonderful Bellagio fountains. It's really quite amazing. And all the great things, sights and so forth, you can see in the Las Vegas Strip. Yes, even at midnight, because the town really starts kind of coming alive at midnight. If you walk through the casinos, you're going to hear all the goings on and so forth. So it really doesn't sleep. The New York City doesn't sleep, but neither does Las Vegas. And especially if you're there at New York, then Las Vegas, which I've been to many times, of course, all over the Strip. But at any rate, welcome to the program, everybody. Again, Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much to tell you about on the program tonight. We are going to talk about Israel. We are going to talk about some of the latest developments there. It is certainly getting a lot more serious with every passing day. We have not yet seen, of course, the ground invasion. That may still be in the offing, but it may take time. And I think one of the primary reasons for that is, of course, the idea of the hostages that are there. I know that the Israeli government has got a lot of pushback from the families themselves who want to exhaust every other means to try to get the hostages back. But it's infuriating, isn't it? It is absolutely infuriating that this is even going on, that you have to try to get the hostages back. There shouldn't have been hostages in the first place. And by the way, according to sources we understand now, and I'm not surprised by this. We're looking, you know, obviously this will be confirmed or otherwise in the next, in the very near term here. But of course, how was this thing missed? How was this such a total failure? about the massacre that occurred in Israel at the hands of Hamas terrorists. How did that happen? Well, as I was saying right at the beginning, and many others too, and that was, I think they went low-tech to a great degree. I think they went low-tech, and one of the reports we saw earlier today is that they were using landlines in many ways. And the terrorist operatives, you know, they won't use something electronic per se. And it even goes back to the early days, I guess comparatively to say, back in the days when the search for bin Laden was on. Well, and we found out where bin Laden was eventually. But what happened was is that they would have operatives that would need to send a message, and they would drive miles and miles away from the location of bin Laden before they'd even put a battery in a cell phone. And that was, you know, ancient history comparatively to what cell phones are like today and so forth, and all the innovations and how they run. But if they were trying to be that careful back then, and also, of course, even to plan the 9/11 attacks against the United States, they would go low-tech, even in those days. And they would have runners and people. Someone would have to get an airplane and fly somewhere and tell somebody something. So I think it's kind of a similar thing that they literally went sort of underground on this. And it wasn't, you wouldn't find the normal, quote, chatter. So we'll talk about that more, of course, as we go through the program. But also, of course, we've got other political news happening. Joe Biden is not going to be on the New Hampshire primary ballot. The Biden campaign has sent a letter to the New Hampshire elections, saying basically he's not going to do that because they've promised not to be involved in unsanctioned primaries or some such thing like that. But again, you know, Joe Biden, he never wanted to be in the New Hampshire primary anyway, and you know, it's all shaping up. You know, you've got, well, of course, now RFK Jr.'s gone independent, but they have been terrified of going to New Hampshire just as a matter of general course. And they wanted to go to South Carolina instead because they thought they would get more momentum and try to sell the president better coming out of South Carolina. But is he even going to be on the ballot at some point? I don't know. I still think they're going to try to have him say, well, I want to spend more time with my family. I'm going to, you know, I've completed my mission, but now we're going to give it to Gavin Newsom. That gets stranger and stranger, doesn't it, folks? Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back right after this, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show me the money, right? That was a great movie, by the way. Great movie. Show me the money. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, folks, as we head across your radio dial all through the overnight hours all across America. This is the place for news and politics. And we're so glad that you're listening out there, that you're sending direct messages, that you're interacting. It really means a lot to us, and we really appreciate it. And by the way, folks, don't forget our temporary call-in line tonight is going to be 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Our regular number of 949-822-7959. Having a little bit of an outage, we understand. We're trying to get that settled, and hopefully they'll have it settled here pretty soon and sorted, as they say. And so we have faith that that will happen sooner than later, but we do have a backup, and that's a great thing. So once again, welcome back to the program. We're going to talk a little bit about James Comer, of course, and the $200,000 check from James Biden to Joe Biden. Remember Biden, James Biden. He wrote that check, and they're still trying to figure out, you know, what's the actual paper trail on that. Well, I believe we do have a caller on the line, so let's go ahead and let's head over to the caller this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Okay, we're going to try to make sure we can hear that caller here in just a moment. Again, we're using our backup line this morning, but hopefully they're going to be there. So let's go ahead and give it another try. Good morning, caller. Can you hear us, and are you there?
Yes, this is Mrs. Johnson in Colorado.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson in Colorado. Thanks for calling. Are you listening on 710 KNUS by any chance?
I am.
Excellent. Good to hear from you. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, my question is, why aren't we being told anything about the captain?
Well, I appreciate your call very much, and not really much I can add about a bunch of stuff with that right now, but I do appreciate you listening, and we're moving forward here, and I'm glad that to be in this time slot, but there's not much information I can give you, unfortunately, right now, but I do appreciate you calling.
Well, has he retired or?
Well, again, I would really like to be able to talk more about it, but right now we're just, he's taking some time and we're definitely praying for him and everything, but that's, unfortunately, I really can't add much, but I'm glad that you called. And is there anything else you'd like to talk about this morning?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mrs. Johnson in Colorado. Thanks for calling and call back anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so again, 710 KNUS, the mighty 710 KNUS there. And that's, of course, home to Aaron, who calls in from 710 KNUS. And I do appreciate Mrs. Johnson's call. And I know that there's been a lot of messages about this and about this particular subject and so forth. And I appreciate that, and I do pass them on. But there's not really much, unfortunately, that I could add at this point. But there may be something else forthcoming here in the future. So please do stay tuned. And it really does give me a chance to say that, you know, I appreciate all the listeners out there. I really do. I appreciate all the listeners, and I've gotten a lot of great messages from you. And I think one of the most important aspects here is that this program, it really does stand for something. You know, we stand for America. We stand for our vets, our veterans, our active duty military, our law enforcement. None of those aspects have changed one little bit on this program. And we are the forum for that. We are a great a place to come and talk about these things and show your support, do these kinds of things. All these values that are so very close to our hearts. And as we see, especially all the different things happening around the world that we see right now and things that we see happening around our country, this is no better time than to be able to express how we feel and to express what's happening and how it's affecting us. And certainly, and this is really important, right? This is where the rubber really meets the road. And that is going to be what happens in the upcoming election. What happens in the upcoming election? Because, for example, now I mentioned and sort of joking around, is it going to be Gavin Newsom? Well, it could be. Could be Gavin Newsom coming in to at least get the nomination. And he would have, and I hate to say, you know, some might think, well, it'd be a pretty slam dunk against Gavin Newsom. Well, I wouldn't count him out too quickly. Only because the Democrats, once they focus their message, once they focus on how they laser beam into particular issues, for example, like abortion and so forth. Gavin Newsom, by the way, can sit and argue till he's blue in the face with you about how great things are in California. I mean, it's almost so counterintuitive, but yet he can do that kind of thing. Whether it's right or wrong, I mean, I don't think he can really tout the great successes of California at this point because things have gotten so rotten, you know, in the overall sense. Certainly San Francisco, I mean, are we going to just write off San Francisco at some point? Is it ever going to come back? Is San Francisco, for example, ever going to be that great, you know, city that has a lot of character and so forth? Mrs. Professor and I used to love to go to San Francisco. We would go there. In fact, we mentioned this the other night, right, with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We mentioned this the other night about, hey, you know, it's fun to go to San Francisco. You get, you know, Ghirardelli chocolate. You get some clam chowder with the bread bowl down there by the pier. You know, you can go see the sights of the Golden Gate Bridge and so forth. I'll tell you this. I haven't thought about this in years. But Mrs. Professor and I, a long time ago, when she was just first Mrs. Professor, you know, when we were just married, basically, we actually got on a scooter. We rented a scooter. And we rode it all around San Francisco. It was a sight to behold. I will tell you that much. And not San Francisco, but us on the scooter. It was really dangerous. Just say that. But you know, you're younger and you feel like, well, we can just do anything. But it was fun, and we had a lot of fun. But I say all that to get to this point. That is, why can't we get back to that point in San Francisco? Are those riding the cable cars? It's kind of lost because it's gotten so completely out of hand. So, again, you know, is Gavin Newsom going to be able to make this kind of case? I don't think so, but they'll sure give it the old college try. And they'll be more successful than we think. But at any rate, what this show's about and what we're about, what I'm about, is, again, you know, looking forward to this upcoming election, you know, calling things out the way they need to be called out, and just really moving forward. So with you on this journey with me, I'll tell you this, it means the world, and it absolutely just warms my heart when I get, you know, responses from you and messages, encouragement, these kinds of things, because this program's here for you. That hasn't changed, and it's not going to change anytime soon. So we're glad you're there. That's the takeaway from this. We're glad you're there. One of the other things, obviously, that's going on, as we mentioned, this from Breitbart, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, on Monday blew holes into James Biden's reasons for allegedly cutting President Joe Biden a $200,000 check in 2018, claiming it is a story contrived out of the rear end, quote-unquote. I kid you not, my friends. James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, denied the $200,000 check he gave Joe Biden was due to a pre-existing business relationship. He insisted the money was a return payment for money that Joe Biden lent him. Comer believes the $200,000 payment is suspicious because the money flowed through a distressed entity, AmeriCorps, which loaned James Biden a total of $600,000. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps wired James Biden, $200,000. That same day, James Biden, sent Joe Biden a check, a $200,000 check. Comer, who subpoenaed James Biden's financials in September, said James Biden, financials contradict his claims. So, folks, it's, you know, Comer continued. He explained the incident on Monday on Real America's Voice, saying, so either Joe Biden was paid $200,000 as part of the influence peddling scheme payback, kickback dividend, or Joe Biden actually made a loan to his brother. And because his brother influence peddled AmeriCorps Health, he paid him back $200,000. I'm just going to say it, okay? I have to. Oh, brother. Here we go, folks. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. After receiving criticism, the White House is spelling out its views on anti-Semitism.
The White House is underscoring that there is no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
I'm John Schaefer.
The off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airline flight has been charged in a Portland court. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorney, Noah Horst.
We would waive further reading and advice of rights, reserve all rights right into the record this morning, enter a not guilty plea on all.
Emerson will also be charged in federal court for interfering with a flight crew. Court documents show Emerson told police he had used psychedelic mushrooms before the flight and was having a nervous breakdown. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, I came down here because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream, and I got to tell you, I think that sounds pretty good right about now. For a myriad of reasons to have that. So welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to tell you about as we race through and rocket through this Wednesday morning edition. And as we go through this segment, we're going to head over to the Trucker Highway and Byway or Trucker Traveler Report in the first part of next segment. And, of course, on the tail end of that, we'll be joined by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And then she'll be with us, of course, for most of our number three as well. Chris Markowski in the lineup as well. And this morning we got another couple of treats for you. We've got Patrick Hyland. He's the insurance quarterback. And we've also got Brandon Rimes, who's the consumer quarterback. And they're going to be coming in at the bottom of the hour of hour number four. That's the 5 o'clock hour. And we hope that you can stick around to hear those gentlemen as well. So, again, chock full this morning, chock full for a Wednesday. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are, we hope that you're getting through the week with a minimum of drama, a minimum of resistance, a minimum of anything, of any negativity. So we certainly do hope so. Okay, this is an interesting. I've had this here for a couple of nights, and because of time constraints and so forth, haven't been able to bring it to you. But Cal Thomas over at townhall.com, he wrote a very interesting opinion piece. And he says, what a Palestinian state would look like. And by the way, I just want to also interject here before I get to this, and that is that the Hamas terror group, you know, they govern, quote-unquote, Gaza. And do you think that they govern in the best interest of the people? Do you think that they govern with the notion of trying to create a situation and an environment where people can thrive, where they can excel, they can go the distance? I just don't think so. I don't know that you can make any argument whatsoever that Hamas, that essentially took over the government back from 2005 into 2006 or 7, if I recall correctly, by using, you know, murder and intimidation tactics in order to gain control, that they have the people's best interest at heart. I just, that is a fantasy, right? It's just a fantasy. So here's what Cal Thomas has to say. He says, on 60 Minutes last Sunday, President Biden says he thinks it would be a, quote, mistake for Israel to occupy Gaza again, unquote. He also conceded that eliminating Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon is, quote, a necessary requirement. At the same time, the president said, quote, there needs to be a path to a Palestinian state, unquote. Again, this is Cal Thomas, his opinion piece at townhall.com. If anyone wants to see a preview, he writes, of what a Palestinian state would look like, they should consider Gaza. Only the self-deluded believe that such a state would not be used by terrorists to complete the, quote, final solution, unquote, of wiping Israel off the map. Is there any credible evidence that would prove otherwise? Perfect question. Perfect question. You know, and I think, what is it, Governor Hochul of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, I believe. I'll get it right here in a second. I believe it was her. But saying that the people, the Palestinian people need to be freed from Hamas. And I would agree generally, obviously, with that statement. The Palestinian people have no real choice when a terrorist group that is very well funded, has all kinds of resources, can simply take over. And they do want to run, just like the Taliban, you know, that's 2023, but the Taliban are doing these atrocious things, you know, and as a father of daughters, I can't imagine what women and girls in Afghanistan are subjected to, and the fact that they, you know, are completely kept in a state of arrested development, it's not fair. It's not fair, and it's wrong, and it's atrocious. So back to Cal Thomas here. He had this great question. Is there any credible evidence that would prove otherwise, other than they would try to implement the final solution? Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, whom the media label as a, quote, moderate, first tried to claim that Hamas doesn't represent the Palestinian people and criticized its murderous actions. He then seemed to walk back his comment when it was removed from a report in the PA's mouthpiece news agency, WAFA or WAFA. The president said that the, quote, the extreme elements of Hamas, and Cal Thomas writes, is there any other element, don't represent all the Palestinian people. Hitler may not have represented all the German people, Cal Thomas writes. Mao Zedong may not have represented all the Chinese people. Joseph Stalin may not have represented all the Russian people. Idi Amin, remember him, right, may not have represented all the Ugandan people, and so on. Evil doesn't need a majority, he writes, and this is key. Evil doesn't need a majority to inflict death and mayhem through a majority, though a majority can oppose and defeat it if they have the will. As for Hamas not representing all Palestinian people, why did a majority of Gazans vote for them in 2006 Palestinian Legislative Council elections? The last elections held that also saw another terror group, Fatah, put in power in the West Bank. Some in the media, he writes, are already reverting to their past approach when violence has been inflicted on Israel. After a brief focus on the horrific deaths of Israeli civilians, soldiers, women, children, babies, and hostage taking by Hamas, the Washington Post and the New York Times are now reporting on the, quote, humanitarian crisis in Gaza. At the extreme, a Reuters fact check of an online video suggests Israeli concertgoers were unharmed by Hamas's terror attack. This is prompting Hamas sympathizers to argue that the attack didn't happen at all. They should join the Holocaust deniers, he says. If the attack didn't happen, perhaps the deniers can tell us of the motivation behind Hamas's invasion and killing spree. Just days before the Hamas attacks, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan claimed the Middle East region was quieter, quote-unquote, than it had been in two decades. I remember we had that sound quote here on the program. On Meet the Press last Sunday, Sullivan refused to walk back his statement, saying it was made, quote, in the context of developments in the wider Middle East region over the last few years. That would include the Abraham Accords achieved by the Trump administration, but the current administration is determined not to credit Trump with anything. Well, that's right, and that is the thing, right? You don't credit Trump with anything. You just blame him for everything. You just blame him, no matter what it is. The gas prices are high. Hey, well, it's Trump, right? Mortgages, they're up, but they're too expensive. Well, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, and on it goes. We have this border problem. You know, Trump just ruined everything at the border. You know, we have this. You know, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? It never ends. So, of course, they don't credit Trump with anything. They're going to simply blame Trump for everything. What will these events do to the Biden administration's push for a nuclear deal with Iran? Secretary of State Antony Blinken said with a straight face that there is, quote, no direct evidence linking Iran to Hamas's actions. Now, of course, we know now, and several days later, we know that Blinken is saying, look, you know, people shouldn't take advantage of this. And we know that Iran runs these groups. But there's still a timidity there. That's what gets to me, folks. There's still a timidity there that is very concerning, to say the least concerning. Because timidity got us here. Timidity set that stage for terrorists to carry out an attack. If they believe they can do it, if they can believe that they can absorb the reprisal as a cost of doing business, they'll still do it in regards to Israel and the Israeli government. Well, sure, they'll do it. They'll absorb the... It's a cost, like I said, it's a cost of doing business. But for them, the cost of doing business is simply lives, Palestinian lives, innocent lives. They don't care. That's just another day at the office for Hamas. So this is a great piece by Cal Thomas, by the way. You can look it up on townhall.com if you want to check it out. And folks, check us out. Coming back from the break, we've got the next Trucker Travel Report. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Where's the money? Burn, baby, burn. Where's the money? Well, I don't know. Maybe, hopefully they're not out there trying to burn it. At least try to burn up the records, but it's too late. Comer already has the records, my friends. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Welcome back to the program, folks. It is the Wednesday edition of the program, and we have reached, again, the part of the program where we do our trucker and traveler report. We let you know about the weather out there. There is a lot of weather to tell you about, so let's get right to it. We heard Brooks and Dunn in hour number one. We're going to hear another great Brooks and Dunn country song, because it's Country Music Wednesday here on the program. We're going to hear another great Brooks and Dunn song, and this is called Rock My World. So check it out. It oughta be a crime. we got Brooks and Dunn. That's Rock My World. And that's a pretty good track as well. So that's Brooks and Dunn right there. And our number one, we heard, you know, play something country. And now we got Rock My World. And we hope that, hopefully we're rocking your world out there this morning, especially if you're driving a big rig all across the interstates. Whatever you're doing, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a job, if you're up with us late into the early hours of the morning, whatever it is, as I said, we're just glad you're there. Because this, I got to tell you, folks, this is the best job in the world, at least where I'm concerned. All right, so we have a lot more to tell you about the weather right now. Last hour, of course, we continue to see all kinds of winter weather advisories, warnings up in the Pacific Northwest and most of the northwest part of the nation tonight. Suffice to say, we've got all kinds of snow and rain up in that area. And certainly, if you're going over Snoqualmie Pass, I'm sure, I'm checking the radar here, I'll bet you anything, there's all kinds of snow at 4th of July Pass, if you're coming out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, down through Osborne, down on your way to Missoula, Montana on I-90. There's all kinds of snow covering most of the northern part of Montana this morning. All over the radar, it's going to go over into the western part of North Dakota. And so this is going to be significant. If you're near in Montana, as I said, Great Falls, Helena, down through Butte, definitely if you're going through Missoula and south there, of course, Stevensville, U.S. Highway 93. And then down towards Boise, looks like the rain is already now in Boise proper. We've got a lot of rain in Walla Walla there. That's KUJ 1420 AM and 98.7 FM. So be aware of that. Looks like the rain is now on either side of Portland, Oregon. But if you're in Eugene on Interstate 5, you've got all kinds of rain. Seattle, again, also all kinds of rain going up to the Canadian border there. Richard the Marine, Semper Fi, sir, is on the central coast of Oregon. He reported earlier 50 degrees and heavy rain. Don't doubt it. Lots of heavy rain going down from Amarillo all the way down through Odessa, down to Sanderson in Band down through Texas, so be aware of that. Also, of course, if you're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Marquette, Michigan, coming down southwest from there through central Wisconsin, you've got all kinds of rain heading over towards Rochester, Minnesota. If you're also in Milwaukee, you got rain. Chicago, you got rain. Heading southwest down through Illinois, down through into Kansas City, Missouri, and down towards a place called Emporia, and then Wichita, Kansas. You've got all kinds of rain heading right there. And if you're in Hays, Kansas right now, this is along I-70, heavy, moderate to heavy rain happening in that area. So definitely be careful out there. You know, make sure that you're checking out the weather wherever you're going. We want you to be safe out there across the highways and byways of the land. And right about now, this time of the morning, we are very happy to welcome our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I got to tell you, there's all kinds of rain and snow, especially if you're in Big Sky country. It's snow almost over the entire state this morning. So it looks like, is it still fall or is it this more like winter time now?
No, it's still fall.
Still fall. Well, I guess we might be in for it. But Denise, what are you seeing this morning? For example, what's the most interesting thing to you in terms of the developments in Israel this morning?
I think you know, if you listen hard to some of these people, it looks like the reason the ground operation has not happened by the IDF is because they're virtually waiting on the rest of the U.S. assets to get into theater.
Interesting. So, in other words, those assets, would they be there for a support role or a military role of some sort?
Yeah, therein lies the $64,000 question.
Indeed.
You know, fighter jets, we don't know the answers to all these, but obviously something else is afoot, as I said a couple of days ago, for us to be sending over the kind of assets, including uniformed personnel, and these ships. There's something else that is happening or potentially will happen. Especially, you know, not only do we have to watch Lebanon and Hezbollah, but we have to watch what's happening in Syria and Iraq, which is yet another problem. I think we've got probably around 3,000 in Iraq.
Well, but this is, you know, this doesn't seem to be, you know, something like, well, we'll have some forces over there sort of just in case. It's a show of force. It's a demonstration. But it's becoming to look more like, do they expect, again, that's the, as you said, the $64,000 question, do they expect there to be an escalation? Because Blinken was already at the UN basically saying, don't do this.
Which tells me there's they know something. So they're saying, we know what you have planned, don't do it. It isn't just about what we think may happen. It just seems to me that they know that something is afoot, and that's what the don't is about.
Well, we know too that I think the Saudis, I heard that they were evacuating some of their embassy.
All of them.
Yeah. And they're taking them back on government planes, back to Saudi Arabia.
On military aircraft. And by the way, every piece of military, anything that Saudi Arabia has, they bought from us. And their pilots were all trained by the United States.
Interesting. Very interesting indeed. Well, you know, Denise, of course, we're going to come up to the top of the hour break here in just a moment. And, folks, Denise will be with us after your top of the hour news. She'll be with us for most of the hour, of course, in hour number three of the program. And we hope that you can stick around for that. But, Denise, you said something to me the other day we'll talk about on the other side here. And that is that, you know, there's just, we're at a time in history. And that's not cliche. That's actually what's happening. Indeed. All right. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, stay right there as well, because we're coming right back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.